James, the first chapter, verses 19 to 20, the Passion Translation. My dearest brothers and sisters, take this to heart. Be quick to listen, but slow to speak. And be slow to become angry, for human anger is never a legitimate tool to promote God's righteous purpose. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley-Gongo here. Good morning. It's the weekend again. And this entire week we've been talking about words, the power of the Word of God and the power of our words. Now the book of James tells us to take this instruction to heart, to be quick to listen, but slow to speak. And even furthermore, to be slow to become angry. Now, of course, you know I would have read this in many versions. And let me just quickly run through a few of them for you. The truth is, it still says the same thing. New Living Translation says, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. The ESV says, know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Every time you read the Bible, you will find instructions that can guide you in your life, guide the way you act, and guide the way you react to things. And I've seen over and over again where the Bible tells us how important it is to watch our words. In fact, it says, when words are many, sin is unavoidable. But he who restrains his lips is wise. You'll find that in Proverbs 10:19. If you can control your tongue, you are literally a perfect human being. So let me read to you James, the third chapter. And I'm reading the Message Translation. And I want to start from verse 1. Don't be in any rush to become a teacher, my friends. Teaching is highly responsible work. It says, teachers are held to the strictest standards. And none of us is perfectly qualified. We get it wrong nearly every time we open our mouths. And if you could find someone whose speech was perfectly true, you'd have found a perfect person in perfect control of their life. A bit in the mouth of a horse controls the whole horse. A small rudder on a huge ship in the hands of a skilled captain sets a course in the face of the strongest winds. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything or destroy it. It only takes a spark, remember, to set off a forest fire. A careless or wrongly placed word out of your mouth can do that. By our speech, we can ruin the world, turn harmony to chaos, throw mud on a reputation, send the whole world up in smoke, and go up in smoke with it. Smoke right from the pit of hell. And it says this is scary, because you can tame a tiger, but you can't tame a tongue. It's never been done. The tongue runs wild, a wanton killer. With our tongues, we bless our Father God. With the same tongues, we curse the very men and women he made in his image. And he says, cursings and blessings out of the same mouth? My friends, this can't go on. A spring doesn't gush fresh water one day and brackish the next, does it? Apple trees don't bear strawberries, do they? Raspberry bushes don't bear apples, do they? You're not going to dip into a polluted mud hole and get a cup of clear, cool water, are you? So basically, it's saying, if you can learn to control your mouth, you're safe. And it tells us how powerful the tongue is. How the power of the tongue cannot be underestimated. It is dangerous. It says you can even tame a wild animal, but you can't tame the tongue. It's never been done before. And it draws our attention to the fact that the real problem here is that we use the same tongues to bless our God, and we now use the same tongues to curse the men and women who are made in the image of the same God who were blessing. And it says cursing and blessing can't come out of the same mouth. Now remember yesterday we talked about how out of the abundance of your heart your mouth will speak. So it's literally what's in your heart that comes out of your mouth. But today, I want to emphasize on the fact that you need to be careful not to speak wrong words and right words. It's only in the human body that that kind of thing happens. It says, if you're an apple tree, you're simply an apple tree. If you're a strawberry tree, you're simply a strawberry tree. The raspberry bushes don't bear apples. So the same way as a human being, if you say that you're a Christian and God has given your mouth for a reason, then use it well. So the scripture that I started with, James, the first chapter, it says, be quick to listen, but slow to speak. Be quick to listen, but slow to speak. And you know, someone once said that one of the reasons why God gave us two ears and a mouth is because he wants us to listen twice as much as we speak. Food for thought, if you ask me. Maybe we really need to pay attention to what we say. But you know, what you say is not as important as paying attention. I've heard people say really mean things and then later say, oh, I was joking. Maybe. But those words have left your mouth and they've become powerful. So it's important that you're careful not to say negative things with your mouth and expect a positive result later. In fact, one of the most important things that we need to note is that as human beings, we often cancel our harvest or our blessings with our words. So in the season you're in, if it doesn't seem to be working, be careful not to get angry with yourself, angry with God, angry with the circumstance, and then immediately start running your mouth. Your words are really like a sickle. A sickle is curved because it brings the harvest to you. So your mouth is literally like a sickle. It is used to bring your harvest to you. And a lot of us are in harvest season. However, we keep canceling our harvest because we're saying the wrong things. So you say, there are no good husbands. Harvest cancelled. There are no good jobs anymore. Harvest cancelled. It's too hard to make it in this country. Harvest cancelled. I've sold and sold and sold and nothing is happening. Harvest cancelled. You know, sometimes I like to think of angels like waiters bringing your order to you. So you say, this year I'm going to get a great job. And the angels are working on it. And they're working towards you. Yes, I have a very active imagination. And they're working towards you, holding a tray with your perfect job on it. And as they're walking towards you, you suddenly say, oh my God, I'm just exhausted. I've submitted my CV here, here, and here, and here. And there are no good jobs anywhere. No one is employing. For some reason, I like to think that the angels just say, oh, she changed her order. And they just turn around and walk right back. I feel like we have a lot of unclaimed packages in heaven, because right at the point where they're processing it and getting ready to send it to us here on earth, we change our order by canceling our words. Your mouth is like a sickle. It is to bring the harvest towards you. Don't just complain. Use your mouth the right way. It says, if you will say to this mountain, what are you saying? That's what the Bible says in Mark 11, 23 and 24. What are you saying to this mountain? Make sure you're saying something and make sure you're saying the right things. Don't get to the place where you are and start to speak according to what's going on around you. Start speaking to what you want to see. Be like God. The Bible tells us in Romans 4:17. That God calls those things that be not as though they were. You too should call those things that be not as though they were. Don't get angry. Listen for what God is saying and then speak the right words. Be careful, because your words can accomplish a lot in your life. Don't cancel your harvest because it's taking time. Don't cancel your order because it's taking time. Imagine going to a restaurant and you've waited for about 3 hours for your meal to come out. Yeah, nobody should have to wait that long, but let's just say something happened and you're waiting because you ordered something special and the chef is taking the time to not only make this special meal, they have to source for the ingredients because it wasn't even on the menu in the beginning. And then after everything is ready, you just say to yourself, you know what, I can't wait any longer, I'm done. And then you stand up and say, I don't want this anymore, and you're walking out. And just as you're walking out the door, the waiter comes out with your order and they can't find you anymore because you were not patient, you got angry and you stepped out. Don't let anger destroy the things God wants to do in your life this year. So be careful. Don't cancel your harvest with your words. Say the things you want to see, not necessarily the things that you're seeing. And don't let anger inspire your words. Let your speaking come from the things that you have heard from God. So I'll say it again. Be quick to hear, be slow to speak, and be extremely slow to get angry. Now, this is such an important piece of advice because of all the craziness that's going on social media today. Everyone is quick to answer, quick to speak, quick to comment, quick to respond. Don't be caught in that school. Be sure to stick to God's advice, which is be quick to hear, be slow to speak, and be slow to get angry. And I'll tell you why you should be slow to get angry, even though today is not about anger. It says the human anger is never a legitimate tool to promote God's righteous purpose. The anger of man can never work the righteousness of God. No matter how angry you get, it takes you out of line with what God is trying to do. So every time you feel that temptation to respond on social media, remind yourself that you should be slow to speak and be slow to become angry. And that's my challenge for you this weekend. The truth is, social media is always going to be crazy, but you can control how you respond. Be quick to listen, be slow to speak, and be slow to become angry. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.